Welcome to the Scarlet, Blue, and You podcast. Thank you so much for joining us. I'm Lauren Yass, your Scarlet, Blue, and You host and the Hannibal LaGrange Alumni Director. I'm coming to you from the Burt Studio on the always beautiful but a little warm HLGU campus. My special guest is HLGU alum Chris Wright. He's our new Shotgun sports coach and the Student Activities Director. Welcome, Chris.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
I love having alumni on, especially when they come home.
That's right.
And serve here. So
it does feel like coming home. Hannibal LaGrange has always been home to me and my wife Emma. So
excellent. Well, if you're watching the podcast, he's even got his old school Hannibal LaGrange college shirt on.
That's right.
We won't talk about how old it is.
Yeah,
but
I just got to represent
it's
when
a few
I was
days.
Here. Yeah, I just got to represent when I was here.
Excellent. So let's talk about when you were here. Tell me all about how you came to Hannibal LaGrange.
Yeah. So for me, I didn't want to come here. No, it was, I grew up in a pretty small town. Sports was everything. That's the only thing that kept kids going. For me, it was baseball. I became an alcoholic when I was 16 years old. And really, the only thing that I would stop drinking for was baseball. Hmm. My dad got me into workout with a AAA baseball player. And he was a Christian. He would speak about it a little bit. He knew I wasn't really interested in it. But he would speak about it. And then whenever it came to going to college, I wasn't really planning on going to college. He gave me a list of schools one day and said, Chris, I want you to call these schools. I think you can play for any one of them. Just try to get a tryout and see what happens. So I was like, I like playing baseball. Well, mm-hmm. We'll see what happens. First thing I did is I went home, I took that list, and if it said Christian, if it said Baptist, if it said Methodist, I scratched it out. At the time, it was Hannibal LaGrange College, so I came here for a tryout, and Coach Biggs and Coach Darren Funk, they both said that they wanted me here, so it ended up working out with me and my parents. We decided that this is where I was going to go. Still didn't know it was a Christian college. About 2 weeks beforehand, I found out it was a Christian college. We got something in the mail, and it alluded to the fact that it was a Christian college. We didn't have internet at home.
Okay.
So I couldn't, Google search, Hannibal LaGrange University or college at the time. And I remember having a big argument with my mom. I didn't want to come, and she's like, You love baseball. Just go play for a year. It's too late to go anywhere else, and then you can transfer. I said, all right, I'll go cause trouble for a year. And so I ended up coming here, and they had something called 3 days in September. I think now it's called Spiritual Emphasis Week. Mm-hmm. And they had a speaker here. I couldn't tell you his name. I just remember, those 3 days, I felt like I was being talked to inside. Just everything resonated with me, and I ended up becoming a Christian, actually, in this building, the RFAC. I became a Christian in the theater there, and that's when my life got turned upside down, and I ended up staying here for, my full college career, and, met my wife here, and here we are now.
That's amazing. I remember hearing your story when, at my first faculty staff workshop, when I came to Hannibal LaGrange as an employee, and your testimony just reaffirmed the mission of Hannibal LaGrange and why we're here. We're here to do kingdom work. We're here to educate and to give you a good education. But more importantly, we're interested in the spiritual side.
Yeah. That faculty workshop you're talking about was when they were trying to decide what to change the name to, because we were going to a university. Mm-hmm. And there was a lot of debate on putting Baptist or Christian or something in it. And they had me share my story.
Yeah. Because I didn't, you wouldn't have come.
No, I had no idea. I would not have come here. And come to find out, by the way, I talked to that AAA baseball player. His name's Tally Haynes. I talked to him later on, a couple years later, and was telling him the story mm-hmm. of what he did for me. He said, and you might not realize it, but every school on that list was a Christian.
He was very intentional with his list.
I was like, okay, yeah. The Lord laid out paths for me that I didn't even know. And I think that's something that we don't always get to see, but when we do see it, it just blows you away. Mm. The Lord's there for you even when you don't want him.
Right. Pursuing.
Right.
When you are not exactly pursuing him.
Yeah.
That's awesome. So what was your major?
I was a criminal justice major.
Oh, nice.
Whenever I was here. I worked in the prison system for a little while afterwards. Emma Wright, now Wright, was Emma Hayden. She went to medical school to become a pediatrician. So we moved around a lot. So I took a lot of jobs just to, you know, as we moved from town to town just to get us through. And now we always knew that we wanted to come back to Hannibal. I always knew I wanted to have a student ministry. I had no idea what it would look like. Whenever we moved back, I started to talk to Coach Biggs again, and he's like, hey, we could use you here. We could use you here. And so it just, it kind of all fell in place. So
excellent. So now you're our new shotgun sports coach.
Absolutely. Yep.
And you took on a student activities.
Took on student activities. It started with shotgun sports. You know, they were desperately looking for a shotgun coach to help keep the program going. A lot of great kids in that program. They're very intentional. Very disciplined. Shotgun, they're very disciplined students.
Well, and it's a co-ed team, which is kind of fun. Yep.
Yeah, it doesn't matter, male or female, your score counts.
Okay. So
it's, it's one of those sports that, you know, you have your individual score, but, you know, everybody, you know, your score counts towards the team. And like I said, it's a very disciplined sport, and that's why I like it.
All right. So do you like working with students every day?
I do. that's why I took student activities, too. You know, I wanted to be on campus. You know, with shotgun, we practice Tuesdays, Thursdays, and, you know, we have a few events on the weekends. But I wanted to be around students, you know, constantly. So
so we found a place for you.
Yeah. Yeah, you found found me a place. I'm located in the Student Activity Center, and that's where my office is. And for both shotgun and student activities. Nice. So, yeah, I'm there for anybody who wants to talk.
Yeah, so did you have a favorite student activity when you were a student? Or were you a typical baseball player and didn't participate?
No, so, you know, I ended up not being a typical baseball player because I tore my rotator cuff my freshman year.
Oh, no. So you were out for a little while.
I was out, but I think that was the last thing that the Lord knew that I would put in front of him. So he helped me cut it out and, you know, ended up making my experience on campus even better for me, especially growing as a new Christian.
Yeah, you could really be in discipleship.
Yeah, and you can get lost, you know, just with as much as you practice and, you know, it's hard to...
It's intense to be a student athlete.
It's hard. You know, I have a lot of respect for all the student athletes on campus. Especially the ones that, you know, are ministering to others while they do it. Like my mentors, Joe Thrower, Doug Logston, people like that.
Right.
Ben Strether. I mean, they were instrumental to me, and they were doing all of it.
Right, so, right.
Yeah. But, yeah, I think that's one of the reasons I wanted to be here, too, is I look back and I see all the mentors that I had, and I want to try to do that for somebody else as well.
Yeah, it's fantastic. All right, so what's your favorite thing about coaching shotgun sports? You kind of alluded to the discipline, but...
Yeah, I think the discipline, we play as a team, but it's also very individualized. You know, everybody has a different shooting style. Anybody who asks me, I always tell them, you know, it's a lot like golf, you know. It's very... Everybody's got a different style. Everybody... You know, what works for one person doesn't work for another. So figuring out the nuances for each player on the team is difficult.
Yeah.
But it's rewarding.
Well, good. Okay, so our motto at Hannibal Grange is knowledge for service. How do you see that working in your two areas?
I think for me, it's pouring into them, you know, what I've learned while I was here. You know, biggest thing is being intentional with your time here. Like I said, it's as a student athlete, you know, it's very easy to fall into like, I've got all these commitments and not trying anything new. So being intentional with yourself and giving yourself an opportunity to gain that knowledge for service.
Nice. All right. So do you have any plans, goals, dreams for shotgun or student activities? These are your big picture things.
I'll speak on both. For shotgun, you know, our goal is to compete well at nationals again. You know, they had an individual that won his won our first national title last year in trap doubles, which was super exciting. The team performed really well. There were some personal bests. So I think individually is helping them to, you know, reach their personal, you know, a personal best shoot, but also, you know, have a team score that is very well or very good as well. For student activities, my main goal this year is that we don't schedule over other organizations, you know, because we have so many great organizations on campus. You know, we have obviously student activities. We try to have as many opportunities to do new things, have some fun. But then, you know, you have your clubs like FCA, Sports Crusaders, ATB.
That gets tricky with scheduling.
Yeah, just make sure we don't schedule over each other. Also not scheduling over the top of, like, sporting events. You know, we want the athletes to be able to participate in, you know, non-athletic things. And then we also want our students to participate in watching our athletes, you know, supporting our athletes. So making sure we don't schedule over each other. And
well, that sounds like a big job. We'll be praying for
you. There's a lot of organizations on campus.
Yeah, there really are, which is great. And it's nice to dovetail with things that are already happening and then partner for things that you want to emphasize for students. So that's great. Yep. How can we pray for you?
I think biggest prayer is, you know, obviously the health and safety of the teams that I'm taking control of. And spiritual growth throughout the season, that we can connect and, you know, worship together and, you know, fellowship together and become a stronger team, you know, one unit. And then for student activities, it's just, you know, prayer that we can create new opportunities for students on campus. You know, I feel like our department is what needs to bring life into campus, you know, make it exciting, give everybody an opportunity to do something on campus, not just athletes, non-athletes, you know, making sure that we, you know, support our theater programs and, you know, chapel band. And I want to make sure that I don't leave any group on campus unfulfilled.
That sounds fantastic. And yeah, you're going to need some prayer because that's a big job.
That's right.
All right. Well, thank you so much for joining me and telling us your story. And we're excited about the new roles you're taking on. And
absolutely.
Thank you.
I appreciate it. Thank you for having me.
All right. Well, thanks for listening to the Scarlet, Blue, and You podcast. Remember, keep a song in your heart, preferably the HLGU alma mater, and Hannibal LaGrange in your mind.